What is this week all about for you? Is it getting healthy, getting better? What is this week about?
Yeah, just focus on getting better. You know, we get, you know, the opportunity to get a couple of practices in and run around and, you know, heal up, feel better, and go from there.
Is there any sort of being relaxed as you're, like, saying, okay, we had a week where we can kind of rest up, we can get better, but we can also kind of relax into this week before we kind of ramp it up next week?
I mean, relax, I'm not sure, but, you know, there's definitely a change of focus. We're going to focus on, you know, what we can improve on, and just like any bye week of, you know, the regular season, kind of focus on what you can improve on, how you can, you know, get better for the next week.
Why mentally is it so important to get this bye week at this point when you haven't had one since November?
It gives you the week to try to kind of assess your own production throughout the whole year, what you've done, good, bad, and try to, you know, move forward with, you know, how you can, you know, help the team win. So, you know, we're just trying to get better. We got a couple of good practices coming in tomorrow and the next day. So, it's going to be a good week.
How are you feeling?
Feel good.
Is it fun preparing for no team, just kind of getting yourself ready? Is it fun where you don't have, like, an outcome? We're like, okay, we're preparing, but we're not preparing for our game on Sunday.
It's just a different outlook to the week. You know, you don't have a game this week, so we're not preparing to, you know, install the plays this week. We don't really know who we're playing, so, you know, we're going to focus on us and what we need to improve, you know, as a group, and go from there.
You guys watch each other to make sure everybody stays healthy or everybody's getting healthier?
I'm sorry?
Are you watching each other to make sure that everybody's
just
getting
focused
healthier?
On themselves, getting better? I mean, everybody's nicked up. Everybody has things that a couple days can fix. So,
sure.
You know, we're just going with the flow, you know?
Do you realize the fact that now you can say goodbye to the regular season? Obviously, things did not go as well down the stretch of the regular season as you would have liked to or you're used to. Is it good, the fact that you can say, okay, that's past us, now we look forward to something completely different?
Yeah, we're focused on the future. So, you know, we'd like to change some things that happened in the past, but, I mean, wouldn't we all? So we're just, you know, focused on what we can do to put ourselves in the best position to win a football game.
Danny, as far as that you don't know who you're playing this week, does that mean you'll focus more on yourselves this week?
Yeah, we're going to focus on how we can improve individually as a group, offensively, defensively, on special teams, and that's what this week's for.
Have you thought at all about what a strange year it's been? I mean, starting with the AFC Championship game and winning the Super Bowl and all the stuff along with Tom during the offseason?
Nah, haven't thought about that too much.
Yeah.
How about the way it makes you mentally tough? You hear this in the locker room every single week that you guys are mentally tough. How has the things that have played out the last year prepared you for the playoffs this year?
Now, we have a lot of guys in this room that played in big games, and we have a lot of guys with experience. But at the same time, it comes down to playing good football and playing it at the right time. So, you know, just continue to prepare this week and get ready for the next week.
How good was it to see Tom jogging out there without any?
He's a tough guy, for sure. Ultimate competitor.
Any doubt in your mind that he'd be out there?
Today?
Yeah, or for the game.
Oh, no. Uh-uh.
what's the biggest thing that you think needs to be worked on going forward into the playoffs?
I don't know. I mean, everything. There's not one thing. So we're just trying to get better.
You talk about Tom Brady's toughness. Is there anything you can compare it to?
No, I don't know. I mean, he's the toughest guy. He's the ultimate competitor. He's going to be out there, so.
Danny, I think we all know how tough physically Tom is, but mentally, I mean, you see a lot of the mental aspect that we don't.
Yeah.
When in terms of game preparation, and now it seems like it ramps up to that next level with the playoffs on deck.
I mean, he's been around for a long time, playing at a very high level, so, I mean, he plays really good football, but then he also gets everybody around him to play really good football, too, so. You know, it's a time of year where everybody, you know, has to play good football, and he knows that, and you know, he'll bring it out of us too. So,
is that the one thing about Tom? Maybe you've learned more than anything else is his mental focus and his preparation, or maybe appreciate now more than anything else.
I mean, it's my third year playing with him, so I saw it the first year I was here, the first day I was here, you know, and whether it's OTAs, camp, or playoff football, he's always intense. He's always getting the most out of his teammates and playing at a high, very high level himself.
Danny, I know Julian's been practicing, but is there, as a receiver, is there a difference to game day? Is there going to be a transition period for him or any receiver coming back?
I mean, he's been working really hard and to get, you know, to get back, and you know, I'm sure, you know, he'll be fine. So.
You mentioned mental toughness. Is mental toughness something that can be taught or something that you either have or don't have?
That's a good question. I mean, mentally, he's one of the toughest, you know, players, you know, quarterback that I've been around. So he gets everybody lined up. He gets everybody in the right position. And you know, he's mentally tough for sure.
Does that trickle down?
Mentally tough?
Do I consider myself mentally tough? I think you have to have, you have to be mentally tough to play football. So.
Does that trickle down from a leader like Tom? Does that sort of reach everybody else?
I'm sorry?
Does that trickle down? I mean, does that cause other people to maybe be mentally tougher and kind of fall in line with what he's doing?
Yeah, for sure. You see it. You, I mean, definitely can feed off of it and learn from him, and you know.